A ridge of high pressure is in control, more or less, right along the East Coast. That high pressure area extends all the way from North Florida up to the Canadian Maritimes, and as a result, we have a quiet weather day across eastern New York and western New England. It's been bright through most of the afternoon in most areas, though some spots are seeing a few stubborn clouds, especially well south of the capital region. And we look to the west, and there's a cold front that is working its way through the Great Lakes. That cold front will cross our area tomorrow, bringing us clouds and also the chance for some showers. So moving into tonight, the evening looks to be quiet and mainly clear. Then as the front draws closer, we'll see some clouds work in through the second half of the night. Now with the cold front approaching, we'll have a flow out of the south, and that will keep temperatures up tonight. So it will not be as cool as the past couple of nights. We're targeting low temperatures anywhere from about the mid-40s to about the mid-50s. Most of us will be right around that 50-degree mark through the night, and a few areas of fog will be possible. Moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will work its way through the area, so look for a mostly cloudy day, and we'll have showers around at times. Temperatures tomorrow will be still fairly comfortable, mainly in the 60s tomorrow afternoon. A few spots well south of Albany may reach the 70-degree mark, depending upon if any sun does break through. Following that front on Friday, we're looking for a bright day. It'll be a bit breezy and much cooler, as some cooler air does come in out of Canada. We're targeting highs on Friday only in the 50s to near 60, and it will be a chilly start to the weekend. First of all, Saturday morning, many spots will be near the freezing mark, and then during the day on Saturday, we're only around 60 degrees. To the tropics this afternoon, where Hurricane Nicole will threaten Bermuda over the next day or so. The storm is southwest of Bermuda, but is expected to pass right over Bermuda or very close to Bermuda by tomorrow morning. So tropical storm force winds are likely to reach Bermuda by tonight, with hurricane conditions by tomorrow morning, with, of course, wind, rainfall in the range of 4 to 8 inches, dangerous storm surge, and also large waves as that storm passes Bermuda. The storm will head out to sea and will not threaten the United States. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds and not as cool, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high 58 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds and not as cool, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high 58 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of drizzle, not as cool, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds and not as cool, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, with highs in the 50s to around 60, and on Saturday, mostly sunny, with a high around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.